Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Mr. Benny Mathers joining me as usual.
Hola.
Hola. And Miss Valerie waiting in the other room, just hanging out, being very busy. Yep. What do they call that when you do that? What is that called?
Raising the roof.
Oh, okay. We're doing raising the roof.
First, she needs to do a lot of it.
But aren't you supposed to do like two?
Yeah,
isn't it a two-hand gesture?
That's true, but, huh? You know, she is from Dallas or the Dallas area. So what? Well, the Cowboys, you know, they have a new stadium, billion-dollar stadium, and they only have half a roof pretty much because the rest of it's open. So she only has to do half of much.
We're not even going to talk about the Cowboys, right?
Saying, yeah, they lost.
Not today.
They won't do that. Again.
Because we're practicing the power of our word. Dr. Friedman,
yes.
Schaub is in the house.
Yeah.
Go Yankees. No, I don't just get oh, just kidding. I was talking to John Schwartz out there. He's going back to Philly. He's from Philly. So, you know, we were talking about like a Philly and Yankee kind of World Series thing, but that's another show we can do. But we are going to talk about the power of words. This is a very important show. You know, I'm so glad to, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us here today. For many of you that are new to the show and you've not heard who he is, I mean, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. He helps people all over the globe, you know, break through whatever it is that's holding them back. And he has been someone from day one that has offered free consultations to people, all of you out there. And we're going to let you know how to do that in a minute. Also today, we are talking about the power of words and why they're so important. But this is a really, really good show, especially for those of us that speak a lot. And we do both on-air and off-air. And you don't want to discover the power of a word after you've said something that perhaps is not so cool. And, you know, there is a lot to be said about that. And you all are keeping me really honest. I want to say that. I do appreciate the emails that you send me. Like if I say something that was not of the highest that I could have said, especially that comment I made about David Hasselhoff and his, you know, leather. If I say things like that, then I am really open to feedback.
You
so,
offended David Hasselhoff?
No,
what I did is German. I'm very offended.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know,
uh-oh,
he was really
now
just
I'm
very famous.
More... He is very famous in Germany.
I know. It's the only country
I think he is famous. No, I thought he was also famous in Asia as well.
Oh, well, that's possible.
Yeah, but that's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
I actually made a comment on the fact that he was the leather, that it was not I forget what was the word pleather. And so, you know, I don't believe in cutting up animals so that we can wear it. I don't.
I wasn't implying
that he should wear real leather. And I'm not even going to go into that because then I'm going to have to explain myself again about the power of words. But it is a really good example of how I said something and how I didn't mean it in the way it was taken.
Right.
And honestly, I love that we did get an email from, or I personally got an email from one of our listeners, you know, really just in a very nice way, but saying, hey, you know, don't really make fun of that because this is a guy that decided not to wear real leather. And there's something to be said about that, as opposed to the latest thing that's going on now with everybody now getting back to a real fur.
Mm-hmm.
What is up with that? I don't really understand it. But you see now, okay, Marilyn Monroe had a real fur. Everybody loved her in it. So today, though, is about the power of your word. Now I'm like completely paranoid. You're going to have to like do a breakthrough session for me to even do the show. Actually, I'm going to get started. I'm going to let you talk. But there really is something to be said. We do tend to call things in that we don't want, and so forth. And so we will be taking your calls today so that Dr. Friedman can help all of us understand the power of the words, how to craft the words we want, how to help our soul get into the direction we want it to go. And so I pull these cards every day, and Heidi created them because I think the words are very powerful, every one of these. I never know what we're going to pull. So this one is, you know, I align all parts of my being and live with integrity. That's what I was talking about. You know, one of the listeners thought I wasn't like so right there with integrity. So employing the same principles of integrity across all aspects of your being helps you become integrated. Aligning your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and creative selves creates an inner sense of harmony that spills over into every part of your life. So I want to ask you, having said that, what is it about the power of words that can help us get aligned in all of those areas?
Well, I think the power of the word has been described, you know, for thousands of years. Well, millions maybe, but thousands of years. And, you know, I think about, we all often go to Egypt. And in Egypt,
right,
there is this ancient deity called Ptah. And Ptah was, you know, speaking the world into being. And this is also what's mentioned in the Bible and in Judaism. So the word as the beginning of it all, the word of that creative force, has been described way back. And what we are these days doing is using words, using that power mostly against us and not for us. And I think what we really have to learn again to be careful and mindful with the words we're using, not only for others, but also in relationship to ourselves. Because words create relationships. They are about communication. They are about connecting. And currently, there is a tendency to use words that are more disconnecting. I mean, you just have to look into the media and listen to what's said there, disempowering and disencouraging, then really building you up and inspiring you. And so it's our responsibility, I believe, if we really want to go to that next level of happiness and fulfillment, to take charge of our words and be impeccable with those.
So one of the things we were talking about for today's show is if you haven't been creating the results you want in your life,
right,
chances are that you're not utilizing one of our greatest powers. And that's what you're talking about here, your word. And so, you know, you are an empowerment expert. And so as part of being an empowerment expert, you know, you get to hear what people say. Most people come to you and they just tell you, this is what's going on in my life. This is what's working. This is not what's working.
Right.
How have you discovered for yourself the power of words? You know, have there been times in your life where you perhaps, you know, your choices of words were not exactly the ones that you wanted to have, and then therefore they took you in a place you didn't want to go?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, all those four major abuses of the word, I have been guilty of as well. So we'll talk about the four major violations and how we use the words against us. And I have, you know, I could tell a story to all of them because I was, you know, at that either receiving end or at the giving out end of this. But what I find so interesting is when you really dissect it down, and that's where, you know, the work with clients really helps you, and find what are we actually doing that prevents us from having what we want and prevents us from reaching the goal, then you find that the words are really at the core of a lot of our stumbling blocks, a lot of our obstacles. And, you know, so today I want to talk about the four major violations. I want to talk about what are we doing without maybe even noticing it. We are just doing it automatically. And how can we stop ourselves from doing that? And so the first violation, yes.
Well, and all of this links into, and you'll take us on this journey,
right,
of how these words then carry us forward into a certain energy and vibration that'll either get us closer to the desired result or further away.
Absolutely.
And most of the time, we don't even know that we're doing it. We don't.
We don't. And so I invite you just to look at your life. I mean, look at any area where you right now feel, well, it's not really, you know, what I want. Maybe it's the relationship with your spouse. Maybe it is the job you're in. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your health. You will find out that at the core of it, you probably have used at least one of those violations I'm going to talk about. And when you change this, when you are actually turning this word against you, for you, you will also be able to much easier reach your goals.
I love it. We're going to talk about what these four major abuses of the word are. So can I ask you a question about this? Sometimes
sure.
we think a word and we don't say it. Doesn't that have the same effect or no?
Absolutely. There is no difference.
Because that's a little tricky one. People say, well, I didn't say that, but you know, like, oh, right?
You said it. You heard it. And even if you heard it only with your internal ears, it's still there. It has a vibration. It has an impact. And, you know, the message that you're sending yourself by not saying it is even making this word more powerful because you're not daring to say it, so you give it more weight. And the impact internally on your subconscious. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the intellect. You know, we can intellectualize everything very nice. But what's really counting on the journey to empowerment is what we feel. And that's where the subconscious comes in. And if you use a word that's a very negative word that makes you feel bad or disempowered or makes you feel low, then you have a negative impact, no matter if you said it or not out loud.
So one of the things that we'll talk about are the power of these words, but also more importantly, how this all connects. When we come back, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. If you have comments or questions or want to get some help here, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number. Or you can ask a question on our instant feedback mechanism on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the four major abuses, and then we're going to give you information on how you can also have a free consultation with Dr. Friedemann. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, because that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Stop, pump up the jam, pump it up, fire feet.
welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a super announcement coming in a couple days, a campaign that's never been done before. And Dr. Freedom and I were just talking about it. We're going to be launching a mega gift program. All of you are going to be able to receive an email if you're part of our newsletter where literally you won't have to buy anything. There's nobody going to try to sell you anything. It is a program that's about giving. It's our call to connection, and you'll hear lots about that. But picking the words carefully were very important for this.
I am sure.
And I don't know that, you know, that everything was done well, but it was so important for the words in the email you received, by the way, about this. So let's talk about the four major abuses, because many of us have stepped in these potholes.
Well, one of the first abuses, and actually that was kind of also, you know, making this topic so for me right now, something I want to really, really work on or talk about is the commitment, giving somebody your word and breaking it. And right now I'm in the receiving end in so many ways. And it seems to be almost like an epidemic, at least in my life, where people tell you, yes, I'm going to call you. Yes, I'm going to show up to fix this. Yes, I'm going to do this. They give you the word and then they don't show up. And what that does is, you know this probably in your own relationship. I mean, I heard tales of contractors that said we're going to be done by February and December. They still weren't done. And what does that do to the relationship with that person?
Oh, my gosh. You had to bring that up.
I think everybody
you
probably
had to bring that up.
Had that experience.
I had a punch list on the house that we built. I had a, you know, a punch, you know, with the punch
right.
list. What a word, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the very fact that we're calling it a punch list, right? Scary. It was 14 pages long.
Wow.
So keep going. I'm not even going to go there. But I just got a little hot flash just thinking about that.
And then you notice that this can destroy a relationship with somebody. I mean, you may have the best, you know, handyman in the world or the best, you know, person taking care of your house. But when they don't show up when they say it or they don't deliver as promised, you at some point, and that's the key word, lose trust. Now, guess what? That happens with you as well. So when you are committing to something, let's say you commit to somebody else, you know, I'm going to be there at 5 or I'm going to call you, you know, on the weekend, and you don't do it, it's not only destroying your relationship with that person, it is actually backfiring at yourself because you are signaling to yourself, you know what? Your word doesn't really count. You don't really matter because what you're saying doesn't really come true or you're not standing behind your word. You know, and I hear these heartbreaking stories. You know, the other day somebody told me that, you know, the father, the parents had divorced, always said, I'm going to pick you up on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times he didn't show up. And what did that do to her? It gave her the feeling that men are not reliable. And so when you do this to yourself, when you continuously promise, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, you know, watch my diet, are they going to work out, are they going to, you know, do all those things that you commit to yourself and you're not doing it, what happens is that you really undermine your foundation of life, which is primarily trust. You know, a lot of people say, well, the foundation of life, shouldn't that be love? Well, love is third. For me, it comes first, trust. That's also in relationships. You have to trust. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust others. The second layer is respect. Well, both is probably violated or destroyed when you're not able to trust your own word. And the third one is love. You can love yourself as much as you want, but if you don't trust yourself and if you don't respect yourself, your layer of confidence, your layer of foundation to grow success on is very, very thin.
Is it really even possible to love yourself if you don't trust yourself? I'm thinking about that for a minute because, you know, there have been points in time in my life where I didn't trust myself. And I'll tell you, self-loathing was very prominent during those times.
I completely agree. And I think love is also one of the most abused words in, you know, in our vocabulary. And that would be point five, but we probably don't have time to talk about it. But we are using love certainly much more carelessly than we actually are feeling it. So my suggestion for you is to really be aware of when you're undermining your trust and confidence through breaking your word and start with just a simple step. Practice that taking your word seriously. In other words, tell yourself this week, I will not have any junk food this week. And you're just going to stay with it.
And you don't.
And you don't.
You don't have the junk food.
And you really, you may want to write it down. You may want to tell somebody so that this commitment has
a
little extra
oomph. You want to put up signs. You may not want to buy it and bring it in the house.
No, you're just going to stay away from any drive-thrus, and you are committing to that. And at the end of the week, you're going to pat yourself on the back and say, hey, good job. Actually, my word has an impact. It works. I can actually use my word for me. And when I say something, I mean it. You're building this way one little brick, one little layer of that confidence, trust level that you need eventually to really reach your goals. It's so interesting. When I work with clients, they always get homework. They always get some tools they need to use, some tasks to follow through that are very tailored to their needs. Now, what's interesting is what I observed through the years is that the people that are actually committed, and often they are committed to me because, you know, they don't want to disappoint me, or maybe it's my German energy of the slave driver. I don't know what it is, but they stay committed. And the people that are committed are at least 3 to 4 times as fast in their breakthrough and empowerment progress than the people who are not committing. And so I just invite you to practice being true to your word. And when you say it, mean it. Don't overcommit. Don't tell people something that you cannot actually follow through. Be honest and really tell people or yourself the things that you can 100% be behind and commit to. And this way, give your word more power.
We know about a lot of times when we say something, one of the most common words that we use against ourselves is the word stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we use it against, I mean, how often do you hear it? Or, and I want to ask you something about indirect. Okay. So there's this other thing that happens in our culture, and it's called cursing, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Cussing,
sure.
Cursing, whatever. And so, like, something will happen, right? Like, let's say you and I were having an exchange, and, you know, my computer started to smoke. And all of a sudden, I started to, blah, blah, blah. So even though I'm not directing it at myself, there is an energy with that.
Right.
And I need to ask you, how does that fit into this conversation?
Oh, it's the same thing. I mean, if you are driving, you know, and you're seeing a stupid
right, that's a good
driver
one.
And, you know, you're cussing at that person, the person doesn't really hear you. The person doesn't really care. They just keep on going their way, listening to a nice radio show. But you are the one who is stuck with what? You're stuck with anger. And that anger is affecting you. I mean, if you go all the way down to the physiological level, anger is, you know, causing you to release all those stress hormones that eventually, you know, raise your blood pressure and, you know, cause you to have major damage if you continue like that on the physical level. So you are literally hurting yourself by cussing out something or by being mad at it or calling something stupid because, again, you are on a subconscious level taking it personally, and you are on a subconscious level also the one who is stuck with the emotion that you're creating.
So, you know, this kind of leads us to this idea about how we then back out of, you know, a situation when we realize we haven't been true to our word. And, you know, there have been mega movies made on lying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a liar, liar. And then there was this other thing movie on. I mean, everything from white lies. I never really understood that term, really. I mean, a lie is a lie, right? Or not?
Well, I think
so. This is a tricky one.
It's like almost
this is
pregnant.
When the company doesn't really tell you that they're going to lay off 50,000 people.
Right.
We can have a whole show on lying.
Well, lying is such an interesting
thing. Well, actually, you said avoiding the truth. Lying was my term.
Well, and I think, you know, they're pretty much, you know, the same of one coin. But it's just like, you know, one of the things about lying is this is kind of an extension of what we just talked about, mm-hmm. You know, undermining your trust. Because what you're doing, literally, you're creating a minefield of lies. And eventually, you're going to, you know, step on your own minds because you're going to be found out. And then what happens? You feel, of course, terribly ashamed and embarrassed. But the message that you give yourself is that the truth is not good enough. The truth is really not what anybody wants to hear. The truth is not, you know, something I want to show for. You know, there is examples where people tell me, you know, well, you know, I didn't do anything this weekend. I only was, you know, watching TV all day long and eating bad food. But when my friends called me, I said, I had a fantastic weekend and I went, you know, hiking and whatever. It's like they didn't want to admit that they didn't have anything going on in their lives. And that, of course, made them feel so bad that they had to pretend to be a different persona. And, you know, there is this movie right now out, Catfish, about, you know, this woman who creates a persona.
Yeah, we can't tell everybody the ending of that movie, though.
Well, I haven't watched it, so okay. I can't tell you either. But that is a classic.
That's a movie.
Lying because you don't feel good enough about yourself. Now, what I would suggest about this is to really be brave and be truthful. There is so much more power and it takes so much more courage to actually speak your truth and say, you know, I'm not feeling very well, or saying, you know, I didn't do anything, or saying, you know, today I just, you know, screwed up at work, whatever it is. What you're going to notice, and that's something I find, you know, so important for us to remember, everybody has that issue. Nobody has not an issue of insecurity. Everybody has on some level insecurity. It's a part of human nature. I just firmly believe that. And, you know, people that are not admitting that on some level they have a little spot in their lives they don't feel that great about, they probably are in denial about themselves. So being honest about your little weak points, the things that you're not 100% embracing, or the things that you feel you have made a mistake about, will actually open up the doors to other people. I had a client once who told me, you know what, I gave up doing just the guy talk. I actually talk about that right now. My girlfriend and I have problems and they're probably going to move out. And he told me that within a month, his friendships were way deeper. Guys are sharing what's going on with their lives, and all of a sudden they feel like they're in it together and they don't have to play certain roles. It's very freeing, very encouraging, and it's certainly something, again, that builds trust within yourself.
Oh, Dr. Friedemann Chow joining us here. We're talking about the power of words. We're going through the four major abuses. We've done two of them. When we come back, we'll share what the others are. These are very interesting. I can see why Dr. Friedemann Chow is so well known for the work he does. We'll be right back. In linen, perfume on my
wrist, and the full disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Before we continue, I would love for you to give out some information. I mentioned to folks that if they will, folks that call in will get a free telephone consultation with you. And Dr. Schaub has made it really easy to do that. You can call him at 866, that's toll free, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463, or you can remember it this way, 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D. You can also email him at info@cellularwisdom.com. Cellularwisdom.com is the website that will tell you a lot about the work that he's done, his workshops, and many other things. Today, we're talking about the power of words. We're talking about what Dr. Schaub has discovered as these four abuses. And we were talking during a break about something really interesting, kind of related to number two, about, you know, avoiding the truth or, you know, what it means to lie. Yet, especially this time of year, there is so much out there that, especially with politics and otherwise, that we have to really use discernment to figure out what's true. I was sharing with you that I'm probably one of 10 people on the planet that even after Blair Witch Project was exposed, I still thought it was real. I still thought it was real. And, you know, and I was arguing with my friends about, well, go look at the interviews. Like, these are, like, real. They were like, no. And I was like, yes, it has to be real. So it's interesting. I think, don't we each have a different tolerance level for what's true and what's not? Isn't it easier for some people to discern what is true and what's not?
But see, and that's the sad thing about it, because, you know, you are a person who assumes that you can believe what you're shown or what you're told.
Linda tells me that all the time.
Which I think is a beautiful, actually, you know, baseline to come from, because you just see, hey, people are probably as honest as I am, so I assume people will just tell me the truth. Now, the more you find out that this is not the case, the more you feel like, you know, maybe the world is not such a good place. Maybe the world is not such a trustworthy place.
I just didn't go see Blair Witch 2.
but you brought
what
up politics.
What is that? Fool me once, something? What is that? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know, think about how we feel about politicians.
It's so off track. I got to tell you, the ads that are running right now, you know, what I would love to see, I cannot get into a political conversation on the show because I really don't believe in that. But I will say this, that if a couple of the candidates running around here in this state were to take a completely different tact and go visit that movie that was done. What was the name of that movie with what's her face and Jeff Bridges? The Contender.
Mm-hmm.
And to take a position about, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is what I will do. Then we can get rid of all of those ads that are out there on television.
Well,
but that's not the tact we're taking
across
the country, by the
way. Well, what we're doing is telling lies about others. And this way we are avoiding the truth about ourselves and telling, I mean, that's what politicians right now do, and tell lies about others. And I think that works because it creates, you know, again, this feeling of anxiety and fear. And that right now sells very well also in politics. You know, I'm always amazed and, you know, this is something that's also some, you know, I think a cultural thing that really blows my mind. Listening to, you know, these shows on the radio about politics or even on TV where there is obvious lying, there is obvious, you know, just not telling the truth to put somebody down. And there's no fact checking. There's nobody telling you, you know, you can't do this. This is not honest. This is not a value that we stand for. So we are really living in a value system that's crumbling where the truth doesn't matter and all that matters is to win. And that's a real big problem that this country is facing. And, you know, I think it's worse than in most countries because the media has such a huge influence.
Mm.
And, you know, when I'm in Europe, there is, of course, you know, some political magazines, but they're way more toned down in their tone.
Are they?
They're never,
mm-hmm.
There's not one show I'm aware of that goes after a party or after a specific person and, you know, it really goes into this, you know, gut feeling of this is a bad person and we have to go after him. And this is what's out there all the time here. And I don't think that's really healthy for anybody.
Well, it leads to the what you have is the third abuse, which is emotional cutting, I think you call it. And
yeah.
I've never heard this term before, but I so get it. And really, I'm really hungry. If I'm going to watch, you know, a show on TV, I am really hungry to hear, what do you stand for?
Right.
What are you going to do? I mean, I think it's important to know if there is someone out there that is doing something dishonest, or that if there is a candidate out there that is under, what is the term? That's being investigated,
oh.
Right? You would need to know that if there's something like that going on.
Right.
But only if it's true. Other than that, please tell me what you stand for.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to create positive change?
Well,
but then I am also called Pollyanna in a lot of circles.
Well, you know, emotional cutting is actually something that is most of the times something we do to ourselves. And it's all about how we talk to ourselves.
Okay.
And so, you know, I personally have, you know, a relative who I think she is the one through which I came up with this word, because she has this ability to continuously cut herself. You know, we all know what cutters are. These are the people who use a razor blade to, you know, feel something. I mean, they're cutting, you know, themselves, and the bleeding allows them to have some pain and allows them to feel something out of numbness.
Mm.
But at the bottom of it, there's so much pain inside. Now, in her case, what she's doing is she's putting herself all the time down, telling herself she's not lovable and she's not good enough. And so that's one level that's very obvious. And we all do this. You mentioned at the beginning of the show the stupid, calling ourselves we screwed up, calling ourselves, you know, we haven't done that good enough, or, you know, comparing ourselves to others. So these are things we are all guilty of. But what we have to really be aware of is where this leads to. You know, in couples therapy, there is this very elegant tool where you're actually reflecting back to your spouse, saying, when you say this to me, it makes me feel this and that. So when you say to me, you know, these eggs that were again overdone, it makes me feel that I'm not good enough. Well, what if you would actually ask yourself? When I'm saying to myself, I'm stupid, it really makes me feel that I'm not good enough, I screwed up again, I am feeling deflated, I don't want to even try. So when you are really asking yourself the question, what does it actually make me feel? You realize what you're actually doing to yourself. And what you're doing to yourself is, again, undermining all this confidence that you're trying so hard to build, and ultimately, you know, hurting yourself. The cutting comes also in, and this is something that's not so obvious, when we are continuously triggering ourselves by doing things that we know will hurt us. So classic example is, let's say you are lonely and you think about, you know, a boyfriend of the past that you, you know, somehow lost, or the person, you know, dumped you or whatever. And you go constantly to the Facebook site and see now how happy this person is. And you're all the time looking at the new girlfriend and you're asking yourself,
look at all of us are laughing about this. All right, now we've
hit a
nerve.
Why are we laughing?
I tell you why we're laughing. Yeah.
So that's one way to...
I got your Facebook page bookmarked, buddy.
And why do we do this to ourselves? And
why do we do it?
Well,
I have to know why.
Well,
and then I have to know how to stop doing it. Look, Valerie's like right there with me. Benny knows.
No,
well,
Benny
and,
knows.
And when you really think about it, you know, the why as connected to this cutting, isn't it true that some of us feel so lonely and feel so unemotional and so numb with all of this that this is the only way to feel something, at least some of this pain that we have shoved down somewhere deep in the cellar? is coming to the surface by doing this to us. There is a natural desire to feel something, and that's the only way that we use to feel something.
It's interesting. Do you know what one of the most freeing things I had ever done in a relationship breakup?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most freeing things that I had done, and especially recently, I took the speed dial name out of my cell phone.
Excellent.
We don't even do that. How many of us would keep our X and then our X before that and the triple X's, all the X's in like our telephone with like their name?
Yeah.
Like so we can be ready for when they call.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's really something that, again, doesn't help us to feel better about ourselves. It only makes
But is that
us,
part
again,
of emotional, is that what you, is that also part of an emotional cutting?
Oh, absolutely. That's
really?
One of the,
wow.
Well, because you are hurting yourself knowing what you're doing and you're still doing it and feel the pain with it. I mean, you don't expect going to Facebook or, you know, doing this, you know, expectation, well, maybe somebody calls you to have a positive outcome. You know exactly where you're going. You're going to go into this field of, 5 minutes into it, I'm going to feel really bad about myself. I feel really that, again, I'm not good enough, and why her and not me and all this kind of stuff. And so you will just automatically hurt yourself. You
so
know it.
Stop listening to that song by Lady Antebellum.
Exactly.
need me now or need you now. I mean, that number one, cross the pop charts. Everybody listened to it. Grammy winner. You name it. What is the name of that? Need me now?
Need you now.
Need you now. Stop it. Because... I love it. Good job, Benny. Listen to the words in this song, baby. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Freedom and Joe.
Picture-perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone because I can't fight it
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
For me, it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I've lost all control and I need you now.
I know all the words to this song. Is that sick? Do you think I need to go see Dr. Friedemann Chow?
I think you're okay.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go. And I bet some of you out there know all the words to that song, too. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, you can go to Dr. Pat Live. Before we go to the fourth abuse, I want you to just share with everybody how they can get a free consultation and what the giveaway is.
So some of you may have noticed that, what we talk about goes way deeper than just, abusing your words. Often we are abusing words because deep down inside, we are actually not feeling good about ourselves, or we are feeling that we cannot measure up, so we have to lie, or we are feeling that deep down inside, there are these emotions of shame or anxiety that just keep on driving us to do things that we later on regret. And if you feel like there is something inside of you that just has not been resolved, that there are old programs running in your mind that you didn't feel like you could erase yet, if you feel like still held back in the past from emotions, from traumas, from disappointments that you couldn't get over with, you may need some help, and you may need to work with your subconscious. You need to work more with those storage places of your memories and emotions. And this is where the Breakthrough and Empowerment Program can help you. I'm working with clients in individual sessions all over the world. And so you can call if you're interested in finding out how this can help you. 866-903-6463. These are 30 minutes free phone consultations that give you kind of a feel of what you could expect and also give me an idea of what you would like to work on. And then we can go from there. I also want to mention that there is a free giveaway. It's about the self-talk, and it's about this self-talk that hurts you, that puts you down. There's a very elegant and very powerful tool that you can use right now by simply doing a process. It's a three-step process that I describe in an email to you. So all you need to do is to email us at info@cellularwisdom.com, CellularWisdom.com. Email us, ask for that tool for negative self-talk, how to overcome negative self-talk, and I'm happy to send it to you.
Thanks. We can always count on Dr. Friedemann to help us out. Probably going to have to schedule some time with him myself. The last abuse that we talk about is disempowering word choices. This is really tricky. Because what's disempowering to me may not be disempowering to others. And so if I don't believe it's a disempowering word, is it still disempowering?
Well,
it's kind of tricky, isn't it?
Is it believing or feeling? I mean, there is a difference. I mean, you can believe it doesn't really harm you or it doesn't really disempower you, but what does it really make you feel? Here's an example. A client comes in and says, I don't like my job, but I feel so good about it that I'm actually leaving. I'm looking for a new job. There's a great opportunity. My boss just doesn't work for me. Then I ask you, so why did you work longer last night? You stayed until 8:30 at your office. And she said, I'm in trouble. I'm under fire there. And so she used words that automatically scared her, although she already had made the decision to say, I'm going to leave. It's fine. I don't have to worry about it because I'm already out of there. So I asked her again, so what's the real reason why you stayed longer? And then she admitted, it's actually my work ethic. It's actually because when I say I do something, I'm going to do it right, even if I have to stay longer.
Right.
Well, which word choice is now more empowering? Obviously, the latter one. So you have to sometimes go away from that automatic describing something that actually hurts you and really stopping yourself and saying, well, what is actually the more empowering way to look at the situation?
This becomes really difficult, especially when we're being we're in conversation with people that we know, we love, we generally tell the truth with, and we really treat emotionally well. And, you know, they ask us about how we're doing or how we're feeling. And a lot of folks are trained and are learning that there's a vibration by which you answer a question. The problem is, and this has really been pointed out to me, that if I answer the question and really feel like everything's okay, mm-hmm. yet I'm at a place where either my health is not well or I had a situation where something's not right, then the people that you're talking with believes you're not telling them the truth. This gets to be a little tricky.
Well,
you know, this is where we need your help here.
Well, I think, you know, the truth is something that you have to decide for yourself. I believe if you, for example, you know, let's say right now you don't feel that great.
Yes.
And you can say, I'm totally beaten down. I'm tired. I feel like, you know.
Kick the dog again, will ya?
Exactly.
Oh, no. Please don't send me an email. I did not mean that. That is just an expression that is so cruel.
So you can choose that, or you could say to yourself, you know, I'm just getting over something, or I'm just taking some time to, you know, heal myself. Or, you know, I had a woman talking to me the other day, and she said, you know, she came through a really, really hard time. So right now she feels just she has no energy, and all she can do is just basically, you know, sit at home. And what does this make her feel? She says, I'm stuck, I'm drained, I'm beaten down, I'm depressed. And I ask her, well, is this really true? Or is what actually happens is that you now finally have the time to recharge your batteries? Is it not true that you finally are in a place where you go from this complete stress place into a relaxation phase? And you need that. So it's something also that you have to decide for yourself. What do you want to have your truth? So in your example, when you feel that you're telling your friends something with a more positive verbiage and a more empowering way of saying it, that needs to be your truth. And if your friend said, no, you look really not very good, no, I think you are really deadly ill, then it's still you have to insist, I don't want to look at it this way. I want to look at it in an empowering way. And so that's where I mean, like, you have to insist also to really know what your truth is.
And you can explain it to them.
Exactly.
You know, you can explain it to them just the way you said, you know, this is how I choose to live. My
exactly.
life. And, you know, I know you're wanting to know if I'm dizzy, if I'm this, if I'm that, what's going on. But this is the way I have to talk about it right now. A lot of times that becomes tough. And I don't know if this works. I have some very close friends, and I say very simply, I'm going to tell you this story once. And I'm not going to tell you again, because there are some people that have a need to know. Otherwise, they worry. I know it's not my stuff, but that's just the way life is.
Well, you know, and you brought up a good point that you choose to look at this in this way. Now, the one thing that I want to be also mindful about is, again, not going into this denial phase where you always have to be upbeat and you always have to talk the lingo. And
I
see, you know, people that have learned through, you know, very empowering books and lessons that, hey, I want to always choose the right positive words, although deep inside they are hurting and they are not feeling good. And it would be really good for them to be able to admit it to others. I am right now at my wit's end. So I'm not saying that you always have to be on that.
Because you have to have a release.
Exactly.
Right.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is more the opposite, that we are more often using words or ways of describing, you know, ourselves, our job, you know, the world around, you know, the country goes down, you know, the drain or whatever. We are, you know, this job kills me. I mean, we're using words automatically without thinking that are disempowering, that are hurting us. And that's what I want you to be mindful about. So this is just, you know, these more knee-jerk reflexes that we have learned that have an impact even though we are not realizing it, that disempower us even though we in the moment don't even think much about it. Be mindful about it. Use the way you want to really have a relationship to your job, to your spouse, to the country, and not the way, you know, it just comes out of you because, you know, that's what is more the automatic response.
Thank you. What a great show. Thank you, Dr. Friedemann, for joining us here today. If you would just take a moment to let people know how they can receive the exercise and the free consultation again. But certainly, we have talked about a lot of things I'm thinking about right now. Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's the one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so go to info@cellularwisdom.com. Send us an email for this tool to change your negative self-talk. And find more information at cellularwisdom.com or call us 866-903-6463.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much. Great show today. Thank you, Mr. Benny. And thank you, Ms. Valerie. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.